the giant sea louse, an evolutionary problem?
Answers with Ken Ham of the highly popular Answers in Genesis conference. Well, Ken, what in the world is a giant sea louse? Or I guess it would be lice for plural.
Well, a giant species of sea lice has been discovered living on the seafloor. They're under half a mile of water off Australia's east coast. One was called Big Boy. You see, this crustacean is over a foot long. Now, sea lice are usually only about 3/4 of an inch long. But the scientists found this giant louse living off the dead creatures that fall to the bottom of the ocean. Now, here's the problem for evolutionists. They've unearthed fossils of this creature supposedly 80 million years old. Now that they found a living one, well, they were surprised to discover that this sea louse hasn't changed in 80 million years. Of course, creationists insist that the 80 million years never existed. You know, evolutionists make discoveries like this all the time of living things that are little or no different to fossils claimed to be millions of years old. They haven't changed much at all. This, of course, supports the Genesis account of creation, not evolution.
We hold hundreds of faith-building Answers in Genesis meetings each year, including this summer's Creation College, 5 days of in-depth study to equip pastors, teachers, and Bible lecturers. Go to our website, answersradio.com, to find a meeting that might be coming to your area. Also, look at some of the free booklets there that you can download. It's a free service of answersradio.com.